Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jennifer Allen, guiding you to craft a more rested life, align with nature's rhythms, and honor your divine soul purpose. This is episode 40, and in this episode, I have your April 2024 rest message. Now, these rest messages are brought to you via the Oracle card deck that I draw from at the beginning of each month. This is the rest deck from the NAP ministry. Now, before we go any further, let's do a rest check-in. Take a moment, slow down, and pause. Close your eyes and feel into your physical body. Feel into the mind. And feel into the state of your heart and soul. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being supremely rested and 1 being utterly and completely exhausted, how rested are you right now? And if you are in need of rest, I'm here to support you with this month's rest message. The April rest message comes in two parts. When I drew this oracle card deck, this oracle card from the deck, two cards were stuck together, and they go together beautifully. The first card reads, "I am magical and divine." The second card, "I will reject anything that degrades my divinity." So putting that together, our rest message, "I am magical and divine. I will reject anything that degrades my divinity." What does it mean? What does divinity mean? What does it mean to be divine? Now, from the perspective of yoga and Ayurveda, probably other, you know, traditions as well that I'm not familiar with, we are at the core of our essence magical. We are at the core of our essence divine. When you move through the koshas from the physical body to the pranic body, to the mental emotional body, to the wisdom body, and then into the bliss body, at the center of that is the Atman. And the Atman is our divine source, our divine selves. And so I spoke about the five koshas in a few episodes back. I will link that one in the show notes. But if you imagine Russian nesting dolls, we move from the physical body inward towards our Atman, towards our true divine self. And this is something that is never destroyed. This is something that can never be tainted. This is our true essence. Again, as I said, Atman is considered to be the eternal, unchanging essence of our individual that transcends the physical body and mind. It's also described as pure consciousness or the innermost core of one's being. Now, Atman is believed to be beyond the limitations of space and time and ego, and again, really encapsulates the true essence of who we are. That is our magical and divine selves. So let us think about what degrades our divinity, our true self. Like, how is it that we degrade ourselves, and how can we reject anything that degrades our divinity? And so when I think about this, I think about a child. You know, we might know who we are, we might know what we love, and through our upbringing, right, we're told that that's not what we're supposed to do, or that's not good enough, or that's not right, that's not the right course for us, right? So as children, we're kind of, our true essence is cloud. It becomes clouded to us, you know, as we grow into adulthood. This capitalistic hell space that we're in really teaches us and prides us on overwork and exhausting ourselves. Right? There's work, work, work. There's no space for magic and the mystery of rest and play in our lives. Right? There's no place for that. That's why I love working with people who allow me remind me and allow me to tap into rest. Remind me and allow me to tap into play and wonder and creativity. You know, our worth is not tied to how much we work or how much we exhaust ourselves or how much we produce, right? The true essence of ourself is unchanging. We are worthy just as we are, just who we are, right? So what degrades your divinity? For me, too much tech and screen time is definitely a degrader of my divine self. I would say overworking is also, I am a manifesting generator. If you know much about human design, I am very pitta in nature. And so I do like working, right? I don't think we should just lounge around all the time. I mean, if you want to, that's your business, right? I'm not designed to just lounge around all the time. I do like to do things, right? But I need to balance that work with rest. I need to balance my Mars energy with my moon energy. So too much working, especially on things that are not my zone of genius or that are not, that really don't light me up, that's very exhausting. What else? Relationships that are out of integrity or out of alignment, super degrading of my divine essence. So I just encourage you to sit and reflect on what degrades your divinity. And I would guess, I would invite you to first sit and acknowledge and connect in with the magical and divine of you, right? And then reflect on what degrades this divinity. I'd love to hear what comes up for you about this. I thank you so much for being here to listen to today's short episode, to listen to our April rest message. I am magical and divine. I will reject anything that degrades my divinity. Thank you so much for joining me again today. The Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast is sponsored by the Easeful Yoga Collective. This is my yoga membership and on-demand resource library for overwhelmed, stressed out, and exhausted caregivers. As we move through each month, we align, flow, explore, restore, and rest through the five koshas. Each month, I thoughtfully and intentionally theme the experience for you with a pose, a practice, a mudra, and a mantra of the month. If you'd like to learn more or get on the wait list for the fall enrollment that's happening in August, I invite you to do so. Until next time, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you.